My name is Ashley Hamilton McCory, and I'm here today with Yvonne Poirier from Quebec. It's Wednesday, December 16th, and I'm going to ask him some questions about his social economy work. So the first question I have here is, Yvonne, could you please describe your social economy work?
Well, my main work now is networking and social and solidarity economy at the Quebec level, city, province, Canada, and internationally. That's the main things I do.
Okay. Could you give a few specific examples?
Yeah. For example, we're involved in an organization called EPAS. It's International Network for the Promotion of Social Solidarity Economy. And in North America, we've created EPAS North America. So this is where I've been quite involved in all this. I'm there to represent the Canadian SED network. I'm chair of that international committee. And so we've been working very close with the United States Solidarity Economy Network. And so we're trying to build in North America, let's put it this way, more knowledge and promote this alternative approach, because with the economic crisis and everything, this is clearly, social economy is clearly at the heart of, let's put it this way, alternatives, have an economy which corresponds more to the needs of the people here and all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And I know you have a long history of living and working within the social economy, and I'm wondering if you can describe how you came to doing research under this umbrella.
Well, first of all, I have to say that I consider myself a practitioner before being a researcher, mm-hmm. even though I try to do research on what I do and what people are doing. And so I've been involved practically all my life. When I was young in PEI, there were a lot of co-ops there. That's why I heard about co-ops, even though I was too young to understand what it meant, really. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was always natural to work together to build initiatives for the people. And then when I got to Quebec City, where I got involved in unions, I was a teacher in a college, unions, and then created a credit union for a union, and then we... I was involved in many projects, and then later on I got involved in Community Economic Development Corporation we saw in Quebec City. So we have a SED organization here, which started in 1993, 1994. This is what really got me really involved in building an economy that's more people-centered, let's put it this way.
Yeah. And what were you teaching at the college?
I was teaching political science and research and things like that. So it's social sciences, put it this way.
Yeah. And my next question is, do you have any future plans for work or projects?
Well, I want to, for future, yes. I want to make sure that this knowledge we're working on gets really more spread around more. For example, in Asia, I have quite a few friends that I've been working with, closely with them so that these concepts are better known. Because up to two, 3 years ago, very, very few people had heard about these concepts. They were talking about people-centered economy, which is basically the same. Here we call it social economy or solidarity economy. So we have to cross-link between cultures and languages and continents. So this is really, for me, the future. We still have a long way to go, because it's we're still at the learning stage also, especially look at this internationally. We know quite well how it works in Quebec or in France or other countries, but when you go to Asia, it's there's been initiatives there also we need to learn about, because they, in some places I've visited, they've been working on this for 20, 30 years or more, but they don't call it the same way, but they what they do is exactly what we want to do here.
Yep, so it's good to be learning from these other countries and other initiatives.
Yes, this is important, because, but, and especially in my personal opinion, what I've seen over the last 10, 20 years, all this approach is, it's more or less, there's no, let's put it this way, there's no model there, it's an approach. And what I've seen is that the successful stories I've seen around the world, the approaches are almost all the same. It's always getting the people involved and empower the people, so then the people can decide by themselves. They can build their own tools, like my grandparents did when I was young in Prince Edward Island. I mean, they didn't get help from the governments to build co-ops and have an economy which corresponded to what their needs were. So it's the same all over the world. I mean, it's not going to come from the bottom, from the top down. It's going to be bottom up. And of course, you need government programs to support. But what I've seen is that when people get going, they can find themselves, ways of moving around and building an economy which corresponds to their needs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for answering those questions. Sounds like you've got some great research on the go and some important networking. And so now we're going to switch over to Annie and do the same interview, but in French. So thanks very much.
Okay, merci.